Have you ever been chased, really chased, like full speed? Someone's after you, and we're not talking about capture the flag. You know how that feels, running full tilt, adrenaline rush, scared as hell. Now, what happens when the person chasing you also has a knife and wants to carve you open? Welcome to Portland, Oregon.
Can I help you, man?
You help?
Can I help you?
No.
Why is it my video?
I thought someone was on fire here. Never mind.
Is he f***ing me, punk? I don't give a f*** who you are, punk. Dude, punk, delete the video. Delete the video. Delete the f***ing video.
So that's downtown Portland, right? Pack your bags, sell your apartment, and move to the burbs, right? Well, Portland suburbs aren't safe now either. You move to the burbs, so do the homeless. The homeless, they set up tent cities in Portland suburbs. And these quaint little neighborhoods are no longer quiet.
Neighbors say this man is being attacked by one of the individuals they're afraid of, living off the side of their street near Southeast 111th and Powell, something they say would have never happened a few years ago.
Seeing naked homeless men is why you moved out of the city. But in Portland, you can run, but you can't hide. Vagrants are picking fights and shooting dope, and the citizens are horrified.
It's terrifying. People scream at you, yell at you, threaten you. There's no solution that's being offered.
I'm leaving the home that I loved.
When is help coming?
I can't continue living here like this.
And it's not just makeshift RV parks and shanty towns that these people are moving into. Organizations are building actual tent cities in residential neighborhoods, encouraging the homeless takeover. Like this one pro-commie, pro-Antifa group who construct camps across the city. Neighborhoods are now overrun with drugs, violence, and men threatening to burn down homes, which is what this one lady had to deal with, and she spoke to Fox and Friends.
Well, I think the police don't have any control any longer over camping. Since it's not illegal to camp,
yeah,
you don't have any rights as a homeowner to tell a camper to leave. So yeah, we're kind of stuck.
You are.
You know, you want to be able to trust the administrators of your city, and it's kind of like, that's not going to happen. Yeah. So we're on our own.
The homeless population's exploding and the police aren't doing anything about it. They were told to stand down by the mayor. We contacted him and he won't give us an answer. He's like the Portland binder. You get nothing. So if the mayor, Wheeler, right, won't lead and the police won't act, what are the people supposed to do? Kevin Dahlgren's a homeless outreach volunteer who joins us now. So Kevin, what's it actually like there on the streets? Are you safe?
Well, that is not an exaggeration. I will say we have rampant drug use, specifically fentanyl, on our public transportation. People have stopped riding bikes in Portland, Oregon, because it's simply not safe anymore. Not everybody, but, you know, over 80%. I am in downtown Portland every day, and the fact is a lot of crime, a lot of violence is occurring. Tent fires are very common. That video you showed was my colleague Brandon, who was just simply asking this homeless person, is he okay? You know, I see this fire, and he starts chasing him with a knife. It's completely unacceptable. And what this last lady just said is we are on our own. We absolutely are. A, drugs have been decriminalized. We have almost virtually no more police because there's a strong anti-police sentiment in Portland, Oregon. And we are left alone to try to solve this crisis, it feels like, by ourselves.
Does the mayor ever address the tent fires and the stabbings and the ODs?
Well, he does address it. You know, oftentimes he'll say his hands are tied. And while that is technically true, you know, there's a lot of other powers that be that slow things down, such as the county and metro and the state. But at the end of the day, the mayor manages the city and has a responsibility for making his citizens safe.
When you talk to the homeless and they're out there shooting up in these tents, things are catching on fire, what do they tell you?
Well, I guess they say is, you know, they come to Portland because it's a sanctuary city. It's a free-for-all. It's almost impossible to get arrested if you're homeless in Portland, Oregon, which means since everything's been decriminalized, they come here because it's quite honestly easy to be homeless. And again, I'm not speaking for every homeless person, but the fact is there's a lot of enabling going on in our community. A lot of people are just simply taken care of on the streets with no extra effort to get them off the streets, which if we did would benefit the entire community.
Do you feel like regular citizens have less rights than the homeless?
They do. I mean, for example, if it's a known homeless car, you'll never get a ticket. But if I accidentally park somewhere, I'm definitely going to get a ticket.
They don't ticket the homeless.
Kind of, they do. They are treated oftentimes more as a protected class, and it's really frustrating because it's so unacceptable. For example, the man who threatened that homeowner from the orange tent, he threatened to burn her house down, and the police did not arrest him. And that is extremely frustrating and terrifying to have to live near that. It is completely unacceptable.
All right, well, prime
and
time
something
is
has to be done.
Considering
the fact
issuing
is we need more police.
Another.
We need to reverse the decriminalization of drugs. We need more outreach workers. We need to restore and reclaim our once beautiful city.
Well said. I was going to say we're going to have to issue another primetime travel advisory, this time to the city of Portland, Oregon. Thank you very much. Stay safe.
Thank you, Jesse.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.